Yep. Typical Monday.
So lots of shit going on?
Oh, yeah. Lots of stupidity. Lots of stupidity.
Isn't
left and right.
Isn't that
always the way? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm enjoying this fall weather, Chris. It was a balmy 84 today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was 63 here today.
Oh, is that when we got up? But by noontime, it was in the 80s again.
It's going to be 80 on Halloween here, which is when this goes up, so...
Well, that's exciting.
When you hear this, it'll be like gross to be outside trick-or-treating. Because when I was a kid up north, as you were a kid up north, like there were Halloweens where you had to wear jackets over your stupid costumes.
Yes, which made you look like idiots.
Yes. So people like South Carolina down don't understand that. Because it's always fucking warm here.
Right.
And as a public service announcement, I guess we should just say this since there won't be a show before the 6th. Everybody should go out and vote. No matter what you're voting for.
That's right, motherfuckers.
Whether you want change or you want things to stay the same, which I don't know why you would, but whatever. If you do, then get out and vote.
Mm-hmm.
Or else you cannot complain if it doesn't go your way.
That's right.
At least you can say you tried. Because, I mean, come on. After all the shit that's happened in the last 24 hours, or by the time this comes out, 4 days, it just boggles my mind that we're still a country.
Barely.
The fact that I don't even know what her official title is. Press secretary? Is that what? The chick with the lazy eye does?
The liar in charge? Yes.
to stand up there today after 11 people were killed in a synagogue over the weekend and say that the president has done nothing but bring this country together with a straight face and actually believe the lies that they're telling just makes me wonder why there isn't some kind of weird military coup going on.
Mm-hmm.
I weep for the future.
Yeah, it's not going to get better. You see, people in Texas were saying that when they early voted, that some of their votes for Beto were changed to Cruz.
Yeah. Yep.
It's like, that's great. What a shitty place we are living in.
Yep. And, you know, and that's the problem with this is if the Democrats do win, all the Republicans are going to say it's fixed.
Sure.
No matter what happens, and they're just going to drag this shit out. And it's like, accept the fact that you lost and move on. But yeah, I mean, and even ex-president Carter is calling on, I guess there's a GOP guy that is running for office, but he's also the head of the voting office or whatever that runs those machines, and he's like, it's a conflict of interest. You cannot be in that. You need to resign if you're going to run. So even their own fucking party is telling them, hey, wait, was Carter a Republican? I don't remember.
I don't remember. I remember I was in sixth grade. And we had a fake election between Ford and Carter. I can't remember which was which.
He is a Democrat. So, okay.
Okay.
Never mind.
So that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, the guy is the Secretary of State for Georgia.
Oh, well.
And he's asking him to resign. He's a candidate for the governorship, and they're asking him to resign his position from overseeing the state's elections.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Well, apparently not, because...
Well, so does like not having any interests in businesses when you're president, but that doesn't fucking...
You mean like owning the hotels where you're forcing people to stay?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. And it just amazes me that this is perfectly okay with people.
Well, it's only okay because, come on, the people in power are white. And if this was Obama doing it, shit would be off the charts.
Oh, of course.
With people screaming about how unethical it is. And it's like, okay, whatever. But anyway, get out and vote.
That's right, people.
It's the only way to change shit.
Be part of the process.
I thought you were going to say be part of the problem.
Well, they are part of the problem. They need to be part of the process.
Okay.
Hopefully. We'll see. Maybe he'll just push the button on election day and we'll not have to worry about any of this anymore.
Oh, if only a zombie outbreak would happen, huh?
You know, the Saudis can attack us because we're lying about the guy they tortured and killed.
Yeah.
But there's some very good people. Very upstanding individuals over there. I'm sure it was a mistake.
Oh,
if he hadn't attacked those 15 people in the room, he wouldn't be dead.
That's right. Or, you know, they accidentally killed him or whatever they're saying this time.
Yeah. And, you know, once again, we're just looking the other way. Like, oh, was that important? I missed it.
Well, that's...
You know, like Pat Robertson saying, it's more important to honor the $450 billion arms deal with these people... than it is to, you know, call them on their shit.
Well, that's the thing. It's all about the money.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the money that they're paying us, and because we have greedy people in charge, and that's all they fucking see.
That's right.
They're not going to go for somebody who lives in the country legally. Even if it was a United States citizen that was born here, they wouldn't be raising hell because fucking there's money involved.
Right.
It's the evil of the money, John.
That is what it is. I think everybody's money should be taken by the government. You're given an allowance.
All right.
That's all there is.
Oh, I thought you were going to finish that sentiment.
No, it's not. Why? It's not worth it. Nobody gives a shit. This is the world we have.
You don't think everybody's like entitled to like a living wage and like healthcare and like an even playing field?
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Okay.
Which is why if the government takes all your money, like Russia, then they will dole it out and you don't have to worry about your taxes going to pay for some meth head.
But then how does anybody get ahead?
Well, they don't.
Oh, okay.
That's just it. You never do again. That's it.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh, you don't have to. We'll tell you how you feel.
Okay. Sure.
Yes.
So, the military shows up at your house and knocks on your door and says, give us all your money for the United States government.
Well, no, I mean, the banks are all connected by the internet. You don't even have to touch anything.
So it's just going to disappear.
They'll just take it. They'll just take it. You don't even have a bank account. It just all goes to the state. All goes to the government.
So how do you pay your bills?
Well, they pay them for you. You're paid a living amount of credit a month and say you've got $420 towards bills, so you can split that up any way you want, whether it's, you know, cable or telephone or marijuana, whatever, you know. You just split it up.
What if my bills are more than that?
Well, then you have to make some cuts.
What if I got...
Because you can't have more than everyone else, Chris.
What if I got some major credit card debt?
Then you're dead. You're working for the government.
I don't like your America, just so you know.
You don't?
No.
I'll be the man in the high castle. I'll be the man in the short castle. I don't care.
Okay.
I don't need that much.
Jeez. It's a rough world you're living in here.
I try.
So did you watch last night's episode of The Walking Dead?
Well, gosh darn it, I did.
Yeah.
That's another hour I'll never get back.
But it set up the goodbye episode for Rick Grimes.
You know, I thought the entire next episode would just be him dying on that piece of rebar.
No, and it was funny because as soon as he hits the rebar and he's like, there's that tracking shot up so that you could see him and where the two herds were and where the horse was. I was like, okay, they're going to open next week and you're just going to see his feet and like all these zombies just like chewing on him.
Ew.
And that's going to be the goodbye to Rick Grimes. And then it's like, like next week and he's riding on a horse. I was like, so he fucking gets up. Like there's nothing in there that I have to worry about.
No.
Like what the fuck? So apparently the internet is very mad at Daryl because they feel that Daryl, if Daryl hadn't stopped the bike where they were and get stuck in the pit, that wouldn't have happened.
Okay.
They're mad at the horse because the horse bucked him off and he landed on the rebar.
The horse is a horse.
Of course. Of course. You know, I kind of wanted him to break his back when he hit that.
You wanted Daryl to break his back?
No, no.
Or I wanted Rick to break his back?
I wanted Rick to break his back when he hit the concrete.
Oh.
And then, you know, that's the way he goes out. I just think it would have been more poetic. And really, they should have timed it better so that his final episode is the week of Halloween.
Sure.
Well,
it is. It's the Sunday after.
Yeah, but it should be the Sunday before. Should go into the week of Halloween being like, hey, that zombie show killed the main character the week of Halloween. Because it started the week of Halloween, I believe, back in, what was it, 2010?
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure it started Halloween night. If I remember correctly.
Right.
So what better poetic way for him to go out than kind of like on the same day?
Now, poetic would have been Zombie Morgan shows up and kills him.
October 31st, 2010 was
okay.
Days gone by. So bye-bye, Rick.
Yeah, I just want them to cancel it. I've got too much invested in it, and I just don't care anymore. So Jadis was going to kill Father Gabriel, but somehow she decided to let him be and left him a goodbye note.
Yeah.
So was she going to turn him into a zombie before she turned him over?
See, that's what...
Or was she turning him into a zombie because she was going to bail and not go to the helicopter people?
Well, no, because she was going to do the same thing to Negan last season.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure if the A and B thing is you become to make sure that you're an A, like they attack you with a zombie and you get out of it. Like Rick would obviously be an A because he's done that there before. Like when they dropped him into the pit and they pushed the other walker down there and he like killed it.
Right.
And that was the one that had like the melted helmet on his head.
Yes.
So that like they couldn't like hit his brain.
Yep.
So I'm wondering if that's part of this thing.
Hmm.
But it's really weird. Like they just need to pay that shit off. Cause that's really the only plot line that I'm even remotely interested in. Is this like, what's the helicopter and where does it go? And what's the A and B thing? And they literally spent like two tiny sections on that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to wait until next week to figure out where Jadis went.
If they catch up to Jadis.
Yeah, which they won't because it's all going to be about Rick.
Right. Of him hallucinating for the hour.
Yeah, of all the people that have died.
Yeah.
Oh, yay. I mean, I guess that's poetic in the way that the show's been run, but I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't know where it's going. I really don't care where it's going without Rick.
Right.
You know? It doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
Why would you do that?
Well, because he wants to be with his kids.
Who are dead?
No, in real life. Andrew Lincoln wants to be with his
kids. Oh, that? Oh, okay.
So he wanted to leave the show, so they had the right amount somehow. Although it would have been ballsy as hell just to recast it.
Sure, why not?
Like...
It's not like it's a real TV show.
He falls down into the pit, and the dude that climbs out is completely different.
Yeah.
And you just go on like it's the same person.
Yep.
That would have been amazing. But no, alas.
Yeah.
I give it maybe another year.
I don't think I'll give it that much.
No. I mean, before AMC like throws the towel in.
I'm going to throw the towel in first.
Done with it altogether?
I don't know. Now I have to find out where the hell Morgan took them. So it's like, oh, damn it. All right.
So you don't
I mean, I'm sure it falls at the time of the year when there's nothing else on TV anyway. So it doesn't matter.
Do you think that maybe The Walking Dead will like they'll introduce the Whisperers and you'll be like, well, I got to see how that works itself out.
No, I really don't care anymore.
Okay.
No. No. Done. Just wrap this up, please. Give me an ending. Don't even care what it is anymore. Just give me a freaking ending.
They ride off into the sunset and everything is hunky-dory?
Yes.
They ride up to a big wall with a door in it. And they knock on the door and the door's open and society has rebuilt itself. And they've just kept this one area closed off. So, but like if you knew where this door was, you could have a normal life.
Hmm.
Maybe that's where the helicopter goes.
Oh, could be.
To rebuild society with only A people.
Well, then you'd have to get rid of most of the saviors that are left.
Well, yeah. Just like last week when they killed the saviors that had killed all the Oceanside people.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm happy that they didn't drag that plot point out for 5 episodes. That they were like, okay, this is what it is. But at the same time, I don't really care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just not doing it for me anymore. It's kind of like, oh, okay. I mean, I'm like sensitized to all of, or desensitized to like all of the gore and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, okay, whatever. I suppose.
So the top user comment on Internet Movie Database for The Walking Dead is 1 star.
Okay.
And it's from December of 2016, and it says, adios, TWD. And it says, they've lost me. The producers have lost me. How many times can they recycle the same plot? This is no longer humanity versus zombies. This is humans versus humans with an unnecessary dose of violence and twisted psyche. All for the sake of maintaining ratings and milking the cash cow. The writer's creativity has been depleted for a few seasons now. There has been no direction, no gradual learning, and no story development. All the physical moving around is just the illusion of story to mask the fact that there isn't a story being told at all. The show isn't going anywhere. I've stopped watching and I feel liberated from the burden of the show. The Walking Dead has slowly decomposed into a gross, unintelligent TV show who keeps making gas, electricity, but there's no radio communication. What happened to the military, the government, smart people, common sense? I understand the appeal for certain demographics, but I, for one, demand more from entertainment than this garbage. Goodbye.
Well, I would tend to agree with that, a lot of that.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely, when this show first started, it was like, you wanted to watch it on the night that it was out because everybody was going to be talking about it the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's literally like, did you see Walking Dead? And some people are like, no, not yet. I'm like, I'll get to it when I get to it.
Yeah. It's no longer must-see TV.
No, and I don't think there's anything on TV right now that is must-see TV at the time it airs.
No. There's no need for it.
No. No. I mean, the only reason to watch anything live is if for some reason it's not, you don't have it on one of those services that replays everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like the CW. Like the CW is not on anything anymore, like Hulu or anything like that. So if you want to watch the superhero shows as they happen, then you kind of have to.
Yeah.
So.
Hmm. Oh, well. Bye, Rick. Coral. 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 I'm coming, Coral. I'm coming. Yeah, anyway. Yeah.
Did you see the drama that came out of the Star Wars camp this week?
Well, which drama? The theft?
Yes, that's what I'm...
Okay.
So apparently Lucasfilm is up in arms because I guess during the night a bunch of things disappeared from the camera department.
Yes.
Including memory cards that may or may not have footage on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, I know I'm not a big time producer, but like the camera guys should really back up those cards and dump them before they leave.
Yeah, exactly.
Like there really shouldn't be anything on those cards.
Like, why would you have left that in the camera?
If you're leaving cameras out that are worth several tens of thousands of dollars a piece in a position where people can just walk off of them and your security has no clue,
mm-hmm.
you've got other problems. But I mean, I haven't seen anything show up of like leaked footage from The Mandalorian, so.
Right.
Maybe those cards were cleared.
Maybe it was a scam to get you interested in this because there's not enough attention to it.
Mm.
You know, like what if we like had this like mass bombing, but none of the bombs went off and they cut the guy 2 days later? Imagine what that would be like, right? That's a great script.
Are you talking about, you think there's a conspiracy going on here?
I wouldn't be surprised if Jared Kushner found this guy in a strip bar and, you know, found out what his price would be. And they set this whole fucking thing up.
To what end, though?
Well, because last week Trump said this country needs another event to unite them.
Oh, Jesus, really?
Yes. So, you know, I mean, everybody's got a price, right? So, like, what if this guy's got a hidden daughter who's dying of cancer, and he'll do anything at all. So you say, okay, so we will take care of your daughter's cancer for the rest of her life. She will live a healthy life. She won't want for anything. And in exchange, we need you to do this little project.
Interesting.
I mean, isn't this the plot of like every Liam Neeson movie where like they kidnap somebody and they've got some kind of leverage on them, so they make them do something horrible?
So you think the van with the all of the pictures and all of the other shit was just kind of manufactured?
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it was manufactured. I am not a conspiracy theory person. I'm just saying that the events that occurred are incredibly suspect. From the people who were targeted. Yeah. I mean, is there really a reason to target Hillary Clinton at this point?
Well, if you're a crazy psycho nut job that thinks that everything that comes out of Trump's mouth is gospel,
mm-hmm.
he continues to talk about Hillary and Crooked Hillary and the emails and shit like that and Obama and blah, 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 and how CNN is the fake news. And that becomes a list for this idiot guy to send bombs to.
Yeah, but do you notice that all these things are happening when Trump's doing these campaign runs?
Well, he's always doing campaign runs, so it's not like there's a...
Right.
There's a time when it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
He's always in front of a crowd of people who are may or may not be paid to be there.
Right.
And to laugh and clap and yell things when they're prompted to be yelled. And, you know, there's all kinds of shit out there that may or may not be true. I don't know.
It's all very interesting. If we could only follow the trail, then we would know for sure.
Sure.
I think it's all the little Chinese babies that Ivanka has working in her sweatshop.
Sure. And that's why China hates us.
Oh, let them. Let them. It's only a matter of time before, what is it, the Sino-American federations go to war.
What's the Sino-American?
What was the big war in Firefly? Oh. It was something Asian versus the rest of the world.
The Unification War?
No, I thought it was the Sino something or other.
Because that was fought between the Union of Allied Planets and the Independent Planets.
No, because there was a reason that they ended up in this future where, you know, like, there's Chinese money being passed around and stuff.
Well, I mean, the Battle of Serenity Valley was part of the Unification War.
I don't know. It was okay. So it was called the Sino-American Alliance.
Okay.
Which came out of the Battle of Serenity Valley.
That came out of the Battle of Serenity Valley?
Yes.
Okay. The last stand for the Browncoats?
I don't know. There's too much to read. Too many words.
I will applaud you that you took a real world scenario and you hooked it into one of my favorite TV shows.
Oh, good. I meant to do that.
I do like the fact that you did that so that I could understand it. I appreciate that. Well, according to the Firefly fandom wiki, the Battle of Serenity Valley would be the equivalent of the Battle of Gettysburg on Earth during the American Civil War, in that it marked the turning point in hostilities that allowed one side to gain clear momentum that the opposition would be unable to regain. The Battle of Shiloh was another battle fought during the American Civil War that ended in a Union tactical victory. But it doesn't.
Yeah, this is boring.
Okay. Fine, whatever.
Yeah, this is boring.
You brought it up.
I know. And I'm putting it to bed. There you go.
Okay.
I put the nickel in. I let her dance. Now we're done.
Jeez.
Yes. Next.
So how did we go from camera theft to
conspiracies?
To conspiracies. Backtrack that for me.
Because we were talking about the theft of the cameras that may have had SIM card or have
footage
SD
on
cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, had footage on it. And I said, well, you know, it's kind of funny that, you know, you said, well, nobody has come out and said they've got leaked footage or anything yet. I said, so what if it was just a big ploy? Just like, we don't have enough buzz about this yet, so let's do
okay.
this.
Okay, so then you jumped into this whole conspiracy thing.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. Damn, okay, my next thing was going to be that they officially announced that the Boba Fett movie was dead, but okay, we can...
No, that's fine, we can talk about that. Was that a movie people were waiting for?
I was.
Were you?
Yes.
Okay.
Boba Fett is by far one of my favorite characters, even though he spends very little time on screen.
Uh-huh.
It would have been nice to have seen a movie that was based around him to bring out the legend a little more. They pretty much let it slip that while it's 100% dead, it was going to feature other bounty hunters from Empire Strikes Back. So like Dengar was going to be
right
a thing. And not just a robot chicken joke.
Okay.
Maybe IG-88, maybe Bosk.
Sure.
Because they've brought up Bosk in other movies. They brought up Bosk in Solo. And I want to say he was in the Clone... No, was it the Clone Wars? Or was it the cartoon? Or was it Rebels?
Was it Rebels? I'm not sure.
Which one had young Boba Fett in it? Not Rebels. That was Clone Wars.
Clone Wars had young Boba Fett?
Yeah.
Baby Fett?
Baby Fett.
Oh.
And I want to say that Bosk was either used there or maybe... I don't know.
All right.
So I'm a little sad. No more Boba Fett movie.
At this point.
Yeah, well. I told you about the version of Deadpool 2 coming out, right?
Yes, the PG version.
So there's a PG version coming out, and they announced today that it will have brand new scenes in it besides him talking to Fred Savage.
Wow.
Apparently, after Deadpool 2 came out, they were sitting around all talking, and they decided that it'd be less of a focus on PG-13 and more like, hey, let's make it just about Deadpool. Like, they just didn't want to recut it to take stuff out.
Right.
They wanted to keep the story the same without all the violence. And so as recently as, like, 2 months ago, they were in sound stages shooting a whole bunch of stuff for the PG-13 version.
Okay.
So I think that's going to be pretty interesting.
Anything to make a buck?
Well, I mean, I think it's an interesting idea of in situations like this where comic books have different timelines and different versions of the same character. You can go back and tell the same story, but slightly different, almost like a variant issue of something that's already come out. And I think that's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think they do that with every movie, but I think a movie like Deadpool can totally open with Deadpool going, I know you've seen this, but here's some new shit. And I just think it's an interesting idea. Just like, you know, I know you didn't see the Venom movie.
Right.
But like everybody was like, oh, that can't be Venom because Venom is from Secret Wars and Venom comes back attached to Spider-Man and you get the black suited Spider-Man. And this can't be Venom. But like they did a version of like Secret Agent Venom of where Eddie Brock gets the symbiote and goes on tactical missions and stuff like that. And like, there are retcons to this stuff and nobody's ever done that in a movie before. So I think this is going to be interesting.
Okay.
So technically there'll be three versions of this movie when all is said and done. Cause they did the theatrical, they did the super duper edition, which
right.
had all the stuff that they cut out for time. And now they're going to do Deadpool 2.5 or whatever they're going to call it.
Right. Which leads me to the question. That's like, was anybody asking for this?
I don't know. It may just be them fucking with DC because it's going to open opposite of Aquaman.
Okay.
And maybe they're just like, why not? Let's just throw it out there and see what happens.
I don't know. I you know, it's like all the super duper reissues of DVDs and Blu-rays where they throw an extra 30 seconds of something on it and then you have to buy a new one because, you know, it's got something new on it. Oh my God. You need 32 copies of Star Trek Undiscovered Country.
I think I have three different versions of Army of Darkness.
Okay.
Because they kept putting stuff out that had more behind the scenes shit in it.
Yeah.
And like the last one that I bought, which is not the last version that they put out, had like the alternate ending that nobody had ever seen before. And I was like, oh, well, I got to see that. Cause where am I ever going to see that? And then YouTube came along and it was like, oh, all the shit's on YouTube now.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm guilty of multiple copies of the same movie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've got multiple copies of like Star Wars, different versions and, yeah. You know,
I have the theatrical cuts of all the Lord of the Rings movies. And then I have the super extended editions of all the Lord of the Rings movies. Yeah. But you buy movies just to have them. You buy movies just to put them on your shelf.
Yeah, not so much anymore, though.
No? You don't do that anymore?
No. I bought Solo. I bought all the Star Wars stuff.
Yeah.
Can't think of the last non-fan movie that I bought.
Okay.
Because I would like, whatever came out on Tuesday, I would go buy it. Just so that the shelf wasn't uneven, you know? You get enough of those plastic wrappers lined up and they give off their own light. It's great.
Oh, you had a problem, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it did.
At least you're kind of over it now.
Yeah. Getting that way.
Are you done collecting action figures?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
It is kind of interesting because I haven't, until very recently, like, I haven't found a new fandom to kind of attach myself to.
Okay.
Because it's always been Star Wars and Star Trek and Last Starfighter and all the other shit that
right.
I'm really into. But it really wasn't until my kid got into Harry Potter. Like, I had seen all the Harry Potter films, but I wasn't really a Harry Potter fan. But having sat through them all now with her and watching her get excited about it, I found myself more steeped into the fandom of it.
Okay.
And reading, like, Pottermore and watching stupid videos on YouTube where they talk about the backstories of characters that you knew, but, like, you didn't know all of it. And, like, now that I have a 3D printer and now I'm printing all this shit too, and it's like, I went from buying stuff to making stuff.
Uh-huh.
So now I have all this shit laying around that I don't know what I'm ever going to do with. But, like, I now have an entire set of Harry Potter wands. I now have an entire set of, like Hogwarts house badges and crests and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do with this. But because of the fandom and, like, being attacked, or not attacked, but attached to a new fandom for me,
mm-hmm.
it's very interesting because it's not all the same old stuff anymore.
Sure.
So, you know, it's kind of interesting because I kind of feel like I did when I was a kid with some of the stuff.
Oh, that's special.
Yeah. So did you watch, I know we're going to be a week behind for all this, but did you watch Arrow last week?
Yes.
The one where they tell him he's got to get rid of the security guard?
The security guard.
Yes, in the prison?
Did it?
That was last week's.
I don't remember.
Okay, well, never mind.
I mean, I know I watched it.
Okay.
It's not on my DVR anymore, so I know I watched it. But I don't remember that part of the plot.
Yeah, so at the very end, so Brick tells him he's got to get rid of him. He doesn't care what he's got to do. But that particular guard needs to go away.
Yes. So, now I do remember.
So he does the thing
and
where
he was trying to convince him to, like, get reassigned or something.
Yes.
And, okay.
Yeah, I thought it was a very well-written episode of, like you think Oliver's going to have to break his rules and kill the guy.
Right.
But in a very Green Arrow way, he finds a solution of making the dude stab him.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm really liking this season.
Hmm. We'll see. I mean, I'm not really into it. I'm just kind of like, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's all I can say.
Why are you no fun anymore?
I'm just old. Sorry. That's it. Get off my damn lawn.
No.
That Frisbee's mine now.
Nope.
It's mine. You're not getting it back. Not getting it back. Get off my lawn. That's all there is to it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You're all no fun and conspiracy theories. And
I know, right?
What the fuck,
I'm going to drive around in a van with all these stickers on it next.
I wouldn't be surprised. But be on the news one day of, like, this crazy guy in Florida And I'll be out like, oh crap, not Florida. And then, it'll
then
be
you'd have to go, which one?
And then they'll say your name, and I'll be like, oh fuck.
Like, oh shit. Got to get off Facebook. Yeah. People are gonna start asking me.
Exactly. We'll see you on the news. Just wait.
No, see, because I'm gonna have a van, but it's gonna be covered with like honor student stickers and stuff. Or you know what? Maybe it'll just be covered with all those little European stickers.
Yeah.
That people, you know, think make them hip. And it'll be like a secret puzzle. You'll have to figure out what it says, but there'll be a code there.
There you go.
So watch for that.
But all the time it'll just say drink your Ovaltine?
Yes.
Hey, did they air the Goldbergs with Freddy Krueger yet?
Yes, last week.
Was it any good?
It was all right. It was all right. It wasn't great.
No?
Nah.
Because, I mean, the guy is now trying to get New Line to make another Freddy Krueger movie.
You know, he should concentrate on making a new V movie.
Well, no, not Robert Englund, the guy that made the Goldbergs.
Oh.
He went to New Line and said, you know, you really need to like bring this back with him as Freddy Krueger. Mm. I don't know what Robert Englund's like thought on that was, because when I saw him at Mad Monster during his Q&A, he was like, I don't want to sit in the makeup anymore. Like, I'm kind of done with that.
Right.
And I know the only reason he did it for the Goldbergs was because this dude was a huge fan and he was like, oh, what the hell? But I don't think he wants to do an entire movie.
All right. Throw enough money at him. Everybody's got a price.
Maybe. Maybe I'm completely wrong, but
yep. Everybody's got their price. just you wait, Chris. just you wait.
Okay. Fine. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Did you watch the next episode of The Conners? Was that any good?
Was it? I watched it.
You don't remember anything.
These things just don't. I don't anymore. It's horrible.
Wow.
It's horrible. What was the second episode?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Hmm.
Here, wait. I'll look it up. David surprises Darlene.
Oh, that's right. David's new girlfriend is Juliette Lewis. And, yeah. Well, I guess, you know, I mean...
So have they completely dropped Roseanne from, like, the concept of the show? Do they not even talk about her?
Oh, yeah.
That was just the one episode? Totally
gone. Yeah, totally gone. Totally gone. Yep. She's dead. She's a druggie. Moving on.
Dan's now dating a new woman.
Yes. His sister's back.
Well, they had to tap somebody else from the original cast.
Yeah. Apparently Matthew Broderick's going to be on this season.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. Matthew Broderick is going to be the love interest of Jackie, and Justin Long is going to be the love interest of Darlene.
Oh, Jesus. What happened to Justin Long?
Ever since he did that Halloween special with Martha Stewart, I think it's been downhill.
He did one of those?
Yeah. Yeah. Instead of Brendan Fraser. It might have been the same one.
Well, Brendan Fraser's coming back at least.
He is?
He's making a comeback.
Wow.
He is going to be... So on the DC streaming service, they just are in the process of releasing all the Titans stuff. And one of those episodes has the Doom Patrol in it.
Okay.
And he is going to voice, they're going to do a Doom Patrol spinoff, and he's going to be one of the voices of the robot guy.
Ooh. that's exciting.
Robot Man.
Not Robot Guy, it's Robot Man?
Yes, it's Robot Man.
Okay, that's clever.
They have Negative Man, Robot Man, Crazy Jane, Space Case, Mentallo, and Danny the Ambulance.
Danny the Ambulance?
Yeah.
That's lame. Just saying.
So Dan, his name is Danny the Street, a living sentient piece of earth. Oh, wait, hang on. That's Danny the Ambulance is what I clicked on. So I guess part of this is, he is a sentient piece of urban geography who can magically and seamlessly place himself in any urban landscape at will without any disruption to the surrounding environment and freely interact with any being through various forms of visual printing he can generate at will in his proximity.
Oh. Okay.
And apparently he takes the form of an ambulance at some point.
Hmm.
I don't know if he's going to be on the show. But.
Well, there you have it.
Doom Patrol. Where is... this is all the comic book stuff. As of August 2018, it's been confirmed that the group will include at least Robot Man, played by Brendan Fraser, Negative Man, played by Matt Bomer from Blue Collar. Did you ever watch that show?
No.
You've seen him before. He's been in a lot of stuff.
And what's his name?
Matt Bomer. B-O-M-E-R.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Magic Mike.
Yeah, okay. Elasti Woman, played by April Bowlby, B-O-W-L-B-Y.
Okay. I'd change that name.
Crazy Jane, played by Diane Guerrero, and leader Niles Caller, played by Timothy Dalton.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
But no ambulance, sorry. Maybe that's for season two.
Oh, we have to sit through a crappy season one until they have the money to do the special effects of the ambulance guy?
Well, no, you should look up Doom Patrol TV series Robot Man.
Doom Patrol series Robot Man. Okay.
Okay, well, wait a second. Hang on. Go to images.
Uh-huh.
Go to the second row.
Not the one where he's wearing the Gabba Gabba Hey t-shirt?
No, below that.
Okay, second row.
Second row, third picture in, there's a live action shot of him.
Where he's wearing a cowboy hat?
No.
Okay, then I probably don't have the exact same... There's a live action shot of Robot Man?
Yes. Go down a couple from the
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. Yeah, man. He's gonna be, you know.
Yeah.
Live action.
Okay.
And it's gonna be voiced by Brendan Fraser. He's making a comeback.
Okay. So again, did anybody ask him to come back? Was there a big push on the internet to get signatures to have Brendan Fraser come back?
Wasn't he one of those people that was drummed out of Hollywood for something?
That's what the
unceremoniously?
Yes. And then he did the Martha Stewart Halloween special.
But was he on the outs before that?
Yes. He was gone before that.
Well, let's see what his Wikipedia says. Fraser alleged that in the summer of 2003 that he was sexually assaulted by Philip Burke, the president of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. The incident and his subsequent divorce launched Fraser into a depression, which combined with his health issues and a backlash within the industry over speaking out against Burke, he believed caused his career to decline. I mean, with everything that we know now about Hollywood, that doesn't sound too far off.
Hmm.
I mean, the funny thing is that if you look at his filmography, he never really stopped working.
Right.
He was always in something, just maybe not the starring.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I guess, you know, when you're the lead in a major blockbuster movie like The Mummy was,
mm-hmm.
it takes its toll. Of like, hey, nobody's calling me. And if he was sexually assaulted, then that's terrible.
That's horrible. What was he wearing? I bet he asked for it.
Jesus.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do now, is blame the victim? You know, if he had a gun, he wouldn't have been abused. No?
No.
Okay.
If Woody had gone right to the police, none of this would ever have happened.
Well, that too. He touched my pee-pee.
I can't do a Woody Woodpecker right now. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's just not there tonight. Whatever. I mean, come on. He had a string of, we'll call them movies, in
the
late 90s. He did Blast from the Past.
Okay. at the height of his career.
Yes. He did Blast from the Past, The Mummy, which was probably his biggest starring role.
Uh-huh.
Dudley Do-Right. Bedazzled.
Yeah, he made some good choices, didn't he?
Sinbad Beyond the Veil of Mists, which is a cartoon. Monkey Bone.
Yes, that was weird.
The Mummy Returns. That's a cameo. Looney Tunes Back in Action. And then he does this weird serious turn in Crash in 2004.
Hmm.
And then he does Journey to the End of the Night, which I guess is another like serious independent film. And then a couple of years later, he does Journey to the Center of the Earth. And that's really like, besides like cameos, well, he does another Mummy movie, but that wasn't very good either. He starts just like not having decent roles. And mm-hmm. that's right around the time when all this shit happened.
Okay. Well, good. Welcome back, Brendan Fraser. We've missed you. When's the George of the Jungle sequel?
They did a George of the Jungle sequel without him.
Did they? Oh, bastards.
It was with, oh God, what? That other guy from, who did Corky Romano. Chris Kattan? Was that the dude who did it?
What?
Chris Kattan.
I can't see Chris Kattan and Brendan Fraser being interchangeable.
Corky Romano, Monkey Bone. Well, he was a Monkey Bone too. Was it not him? Wait a minute. George of the Jungle 2 was, oh, somebody different. Christopher Showerman.
Who?
Christopher Showerman.
Who?
His credits include a bunch of shit that you don't know. He was on, it was a single episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay.
He was on a single episode of Scorpion. He played Tor in Supergirl. Ringing any bells yet?
Nope.
Yeah, that's it. George of the Jungle 2 was him and Julie Benz. So, yeah, wow. And Angus T. Jones from Two and a Half Men. And Thomas Hayden Church. How does that work?
What?
And John Cleese. What the actual fuck? All right, so well, it wasn't Chris Kattan, but it was a Christopher.
Sure, because that's all that justifies this.
Hey, it does. Don't shit on my dreams.
Oh, well, looking at Julie Benz's IMDb, she is working on a series called On Becoming a God in Central Florida.
Oh, see?
Why she plays a minimum wage earning water park employee who will eventually scheme her way up the ranks of Founders American Merchandise, the cultish flag waving multi-million dollar pyramid scheme that drove her family to ruin. Starring Kristen Dunst.
Seriously?
Yep.
Oh, wow. And Ted Levine. It puts the lotion in the basket.
Yeah. Oh, no, apparently she's doing one episode.
Although, look, if you're going to have a creepy cult guy,
uh-huh,
you want Ted Levine.
Sure. It's what he does well.
Yes, he does creepy very well. Even though he was fucking horrendous in Jurassic World Lost Kingdom, the Jurassic Park movie that came out this summer.
Uh-huh.
Fucking terrible.
Hmm.
Just saying. All right, you got anything else for this week? Before we wrap it up?
No, I think this is it.
No? All right.
Yep.
All right. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
Did you know Jehovah's Witnesses don't celebrate Halloween?
No.
I guess they don't appreciate random people coming up and ringing their doorbell.